Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Senator Gary Stevens of District C has released his capital report for February 2024. He begins his report by introducing some of the big goals for the future of Alaska. In the Senate, our objective remains steadfast in seeking solutions to provide essential resources for public schools, ensuring the best possible education for our youngest Alaskans. Additionally, we aim to attract individuals back to the state to bolster our economy through a livable and reasonable retirement. Lastly, finding long-term solutions to address Alaska's railroad energy needs is paramount to ensuring residents have the energy to heat their homes. As we go through this legislative session, we will continue to work with our counterparts in the House and the governor while navigating these challenges Alaska faces. In regards to retention and retirement, Senator Stevens voted in support of Senate Bill 88, which passed the Senate earlier this month. Stevens says that Alaska has been losing valuable teachers, police, and firefighters due to their poor retirement system. Reports show that new employees are less likely to remain in Alaska and more likely to leave for jobs in other states that provide better retirement programs. Retaining quality employees is a top priority for the Senate majority. In regards to the FY25 budget, the governor released his amended budget on February 15th. Senator Stevens looks forward to seeing his work on the Senate Finance Subcommittees. It is there that the budgets will be reviewed and then have the ability to be advocated for, especially for the services that are important to the district and the state. And as for education funding, the House and Senate started discussions on Education Bill SB 140 to explore options on how the legislature can move forward. This bill now includes a $300 BSA increase and a significant policy change, including the loss of control by local school boards, increased classroom sizes, and continued hardship for the dedicated educators. For more on this story, visit our website at RadioKenai.com.
Members of the community have been wondering what this new virus known as Alaska Pox is. KSRM's Nick Sorrell files this report.
For 9 years, Alaska health officials have been aware of an unusual virus causing rare, relatively mild illnesses in the Fairbanks area. But a recent case in another part of the state, this one resulting in a man's death, has brought new attention to the so-called Alaska Pox virus. Alaska pox belongs to a family of brick-shaped viruses that can infect animals and humans. These bugs, known as orthopox viruses, tend to cause lesions or pox on the skin. Each has its own characteristics, and some are considered more dangerous than others. Smallpox is perhaps the most famous of the lot, but other family members include camelpox, cowpox, horsepox, and mpox, formerly known as monkeypox. Alaska pox was discovered in 2015 in a woman who lived near Fairbanks. It mainly has been found in small animals, including red-backed voles and shrews, but pets such as dogs and cats may also carry the virus, health officials say. 7 people, all in Alaska, have been affected with it in the last 9 years. People with Alaska pox have developed one or more bumps or pustules on the skin, as well as joint or muscle pain and swollen lymph nodes. Nearly all patients had mild illnesses that resolved on their own after a few weeks, but people with weakened immune systems can be in danger for more severe illness. Alaska health officials are aware of 7 people infected with Alaska pox since the virus was discovered, but the latest case represents the first time someone is known to have died from it. The elderly man who lived on the Kenai Peninsula was being treated for cancer and had a suppressed immune system because of the drugs. In September, he noticed a red sore under his right armpit and went to see doctors over the next 2 months because of fatigue and burning pain. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.